Greetings and welcome to Fountain of Life's Daily Inspiration. This is Philip Hodson, and we will be beginning a series today on the 23rd Psalm. So I guess in opening to that, I think we will read through the Psalm here briefly, and then we'll begin to go through it one verse at a time here for the next 6 days. So let's start in verse 1, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Well, it's a beautiful psalm, and I think for many of us, we've probably heard the psalm many times, and myself growing up in an unbelieving home and with an unbelieving family, you know, I didn't hear lots of the scriptures, but I remember around funerals and on funeral bulletins and those things, this psalm would often be quoted. And again, I said I did not live with believers, mostly unbelievers. The name of Jesus was heard mostly as a swear word in our home, I say, sadly, and praise God, he's worked in some of my family members since then and change things dramatically, but I say that to say this psalm is often seen as something that people speak of around funerals and that, and I think because it says it's such a beautiful psalm, and it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, and, you know, people reach for something to cling to in times of need and that, but I want to tell you, this psalm is so much more beautiful than a funeral psalm. And oh, it's absolutely more beautiful than a funeral psalm could be for someone who doesn't even know the Lord. And actually, may I say, this psalm is really of no personal value to someone who does not know the Lord. Because if they can't begin this psalm the way that David did here in this verse 1, then all the other promises are not theirs either. You know, God was often described in Scripture as the shepherd of Israel, and you know, through the prophets we'll see him described in many ways, and yet here David doesn't just describe him as the shepherd of Israel. David starts this psalm by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." And I want you to take notice there, the word Lord. In the King James Version, the letters are L-O-R-D, everyone capitalized. And that has great significance as we read it here. We're not talking about just someone higher that you address as a sir or a master or what, or even as the Hebrew word Adonai. It's not that word here. The word Lord, when you see those four capital letters, that word is what they call in the Hebrew the tetragrammaton, which basically means the sacred four letters. And in the Hebrew it would look, if we were to put it into English letters, like a capital Y, capital H, capital V, capital H. And it's the sacred word. If they did not want to use or take or speak the name of the Lord in vain, they would, instead of spelling out the name with its vowels, they actually would spell it only with the consonants in place there. So you have the Y, H, V, H, and that was the sacred name of God. And so in the English, you know, they added some vowels into that, and they came up with Jehovah. Well, that's probably not the way the Hebrews would have spoken it back then, but again, it fit the purpose, and I believe God understands when we call him Jehovah. But it's the word Jehovah, it's the word Yahweh. It's the word that means that he is the one that has no beginning. He is the one that has no end. He is the one that is and that was and that is to come. And David says, the Lord, the one who is, who was, who is to come, the one who has no beginning, he is my shepherd. Isn't that amazing? The Lord, the one who created the heavens and the earth with a word from his mouth, is my shepherd. He's the one who cares for me. He's the one who loves me. He's the one who nurtures me. He's the one that binds up my wounds. He's the one that leads me in his paths. He's the one that goes ahead of me. He's the one that places himself in the place of danger on my behalf to protect me. He's the one that would lay down his life for his sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, those are absolutely beautiful words. And as we consider it, as we look at the life of the Lord Jesus, who said, I am the good shepherd, Jesus is saying, I am the Lord. I am Yahweh. I am Jehovah. And you know, because the promises of the shepherd of Israel, they were always of Yahweh God. Isaiah 40, verses 9 to 11, O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He, the Lord God, Jehovah, will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Ezekiel 34, 11 and 12, much the same thought. For thus says the Lord God, Jehovah, Yahweh, indeed I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among the scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered in the dark and cloudy day. And you know, we could go on, but Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And David here says, the Lord, Jehovah, Yahweh God, the one who is and who was and who is to come, he is my shepherd. He's the one that tenderly leads me. He's the one that nurtures me. He's the one that feeds me. He's the one that guides me. And then he goes on and he said some words that I think are so beautiful in light of understanding who his shepherd is. His shepherd is the Lord God Almighty, Yahweh, Jehovah. And then comes the understanding of this word, I shall not want. You know, we can hear those words and we can think things like Paul would say, that he's learned in every whatever state he is to be content, and that godliness with contentment is great gain, that we shall not have any needs. You know, we can look at it that way. But I'd like to take those words, I'd like to even look there at the Septuagint of this verse and look at the word that's used. The word that's used is the Greek Strong's number 5302. It's hysterio, and it means, I will not be left behind in the race and fall short of reaching the goal. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall reach the goal that he's appointed to me. I shall not fall short of his grace. I shall not fall deficient. I shall not come in late. I shall not fail to become a partaker. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, praise God. Is the Lord your shepherd? Can you rest with that assurance in your own heart that he is your shepherd and that the good work that he's begun in your life, he will complete it, that he has taken up ownership of your life, that the Lord God Almighty, before whom nothing is too difficult, has begun a work in your life that he will complete. Oh, the promise is so beautiful. If you indeed know the Lord God, Jehovah, Yahweh God, is my shepherd. May the Lord bless you. This is what Jesus came into the world to do, to take you who were far off and to bring you near to his loving arms through his blood. Praise God that each one of us has opened us through the blood of Christ an entrance into the fold of God, that we too may say with confidence, the Lord is my shepherd. I am my beloved's and he is mine, and his banner over me is love. May God bless you, and may you find that beautiful and wonderful place of refuge. We'll continue on tomorrow with the second verse. God bless you.